And I'm sure it's not a helicopter or anything. It was real, you know, it looked real different than anything I've ever saw. It's kind of hard to explain, but it was kind of a silvery and then a kind of orange looking. And this thing went right down below the hills. It went just right out of nowhere. When it was flying around, it kind of went up and down, and then it dashed over real fast to the hills, and then it landed. And the reason I think, you know, it was something like that was because I've never seen anything like this before. And I know it wasn't a star or anything because this was bigger.
Now, which direction were you looking?
Okay, I was out in front first of our house. And then the thing went like around in a circle towards the back of the house.
Yes.
And then my mother was out in the back. And then I went in the back, and this thing was still in the air. And then I noticed it dropped, and it went right behind the hills. And that's right behind Valley Drive in Riverside.
Okay. About what time was it?
Oh, this was about, at least a half an hour ago, or a little longer.
Okay.
And there was a helicopter. After we had saw this, about 20 minutes later, a helicopter went right behind those hills with its big, light on it.
Yes.
And it, went all around the back of the hills and kept circling around the hills for at least 10 minutes. And then it shut its lights off, and then it left.
Could you tell whether that was a military helicopter?
My dad said it looked like a military helicopter, or at least a government helicopter.
Yes.
And I don't know what it was or anything. I just know that these things can be true.
Okay, now you were outside at the time.
Uh-huh. First I was sitting inside watching TV, and you can, see from the back, of our house.
Yes.
And I was looking out, and it looked like a star first.
Now, which direction were you looking at?
I don't know if it's west or the east. Just a minute, hold on, please.
Okay.
It was, my sister pointed me the way. It's the east way.
Okay.
And this thing, I looked at it real good, and then I went outside in the front because then it went that way. So I ran outside real quick to see what it was, and this thing went all around by the trees in the front, and then it moved back, and it went right around to the back of our house. And it's not right, down in our backyard or nothing. It's at least about five blocks away in the back, and it dropped down in some hills. And we've been, watching it and everything, and it kind of, made the sky, kind of light up just a little bit. Not very much or anything.
Yes.
And that's why I think it was, something like a UFO.
Okay. Do you have any idea of just how close you were to that object?
Oh, like I said, at least maybe a mile.
Okay.
Five blocks or a mile. I'm not sure. I'm just kind of shook up a little bit from seeing this.
Sure. Well, do you have any idea of how high it was when you first spotted it?
You know how high a helicopter goes?
Yes.
Well, it was about that high, or maybe a little less high, not that high. It was about as high as a helicopter.
Okay.
So,
okay. Do you have any idea, can you compare it with anything for size?
Oh, no. It was, like I said, at least four times bigger than a star in the sky.
Yes.
It was at least four times bigger than that. I'm not really sure about what the size was, but when it hovered down, went down in the back, it kind of got a little bigger when it got closer. And then it just automatically dropped out of nowhere. I can't see it now or anything. And then I heard a helicopter going over our house real low, and I went outside, and the helicopter was flashing its lights all around and everything.
Okay. How many were in the party who saw this?
Oh, it's just me and my mom saw the thing land.
Did you hear any sound?
No, there was no helicopter sound, no plane or anything. It was as high as an airplane, my mom said.
Right.
Okay.
Did the object have a definite shape?
No, I couldn't really tell. It was just a silvery and then a like orange light. And it went kind of blinking, and then it went down.
Okay, did you see any small colored lights on it?
No, I didn't.
No openings of any kind?
No. I'm so shook up, I don't remember all of it.
Okay.
I just, you know, remember seeing it. And then it went right down below the hills, and that's where, you know, was. And we were out there all the time and everything. And then we come back in the house, and then that's when I heard the helicopter, you know, come over our house real low.
Yes.
So.
Did anything strange happen in the area prior to the time that this was seen?
No. What's that? Cricket. Oh, no, nothing. Nothing happened. You know, nothing. The lights didn't go out. The telephone didn't, you know, disconnect or
right.
Nothing like that. But if they do, you can believe I'll be scared. Have you had anything reported like this?
No, not from your area.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get any pictures.
Oh, no. I wasn't interested in pictures. I was just, you know, kind of shook up about this, and so I thought, well, maybe I'd just call the sheriff's department and see what, you know.
Sure.
So.
What was your general attitude towards UFOs before you saw this?
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, I believe in them.
Uh-huh.
I really do, because I read the papers a lot, and I never saw one before, but I do read the papers, and I do believe them.
Well, how old are you?
20.
Okay. And there were how many other people who saw it?
Just my mom.
Your
me
mom.
Me and my mom.
Okay.
There's four of us in the house, but just me and my mom went outside because I called her first to come out and look. And she saw it. First she thought it was a plane, and then when it didn't make no sound and it got, you know, wasn't the shape of an airplane or even the size of an airplane, that's when we started, you know, kind of getting curious.
Right.
So, anyways, I just thought the best thing was to do, report it.
Well, we sure appreciate this call, and if we get any additional information on this, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, would you? Anytime of the night, it's fine with us.
Okay, swell.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.